Now joined by head coach Jeremy Esri of the North Central Missouri College Pirates. They are number 6 in the country heading into postseason play. Biggest thing right now is that that ranking. It was nice to be number 1. Now it's number 6 after a couple of losses on the road to D1 teams. But biggest thing that Coach Esri and the guys have right now is winning Saturday night and then trying to get a win on the road and a couple of wins away from getting back to Danville, Coach. And I know that's first and foremost on the things that the guys want to achieve as you move into March.
Yeah, it's certainly one game at a time now, and we kind of, you know, you always try to have that mantra, but sometimes it's easy to look ahead, and now we can't. It's win or go home, and so our guys fortunately know what it takes, but it's gonna be it's gonna take everything for us mentally and physically Saturday night, and to come away with the win, and hopefully get back to put ourselves in a position to go to Nationals.
What is the schedule exactly here, Coach? We know when you play. When is Metropolitan going to be playing St. Louis in that men's semifinal?
Yeah, that semifinal's Friday night at 8 p.m.
And that's going to be, you know, here's the thing, when those two schools play each other, and it seems like they play each other in these 2-3-point games, and it's going to be close and back and forth. You really don't have any idea at this point who's even favored to win that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really don't. It's going to, you know, I think every team's pretty even this year, so it's going to be a crapshoot. It's going to be, you know, whoever's playing the best, whoever's getting those extra possessions with 50-50 balls, extra rebounds. I think that team's going to come out on top.
We had talked about, yeah, and some of it is if you play D1s on the road in the state of Iowa and you take a couple of losses, one at Indian Hills, one at Iowa Western, yeah, nobody likes to lose, and you kind of get concerned at that point, hey, are we peaking at the right time of the year? And I felt like that the Thursday win against Metropolitan and then going to St. Louis and playing the way that you did Saturday in a tough atmosphere and getting a really quality road win, I felt like you got the guys clearly back on the beam going into postseason. Did you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think so. I agree. Yeah, I was, you know, as much as we were disappointed with Tuesday, at Iowa Western, I think we rebounded well and played pretty good Thursday, Saturday, and hopefully we set the tone for region play and then further on.
And I felt like, too, that what I got from both wins, especially the win a week ago against Metropolitan, coaches, it started on the defensive end. And as much firepower as junior college basketball teams have, and you certainly have firepower on the offensive end, your success starts when you lock in defensively.
It certainly does. Yeah, we feel like if we're locked in defensively, then the offense is going to come to us, and we're going to remain aggressive on the offensive end. But, you know, we can't have nights where we're allowing guys to get by us, where we're making some mistakes with the other team's plays and stuff and giving them easy looks. So when we're bought in and locked in defensively, it really sets the tone for us on both ends of the floor.
That was a really fun atmosphere to play in, I'm sure, for the guys on Saturday. I was looking around, and I've been in a lot of dead atmospheres in that particular gym over at Forest Park, and that place was jam-packed on Saturday.
It certainly was, and yeah, credit to all our St. Louis guys. It brought out family and friends and got to meet a lot of coaches that helped them along the way, whether it be their high school coach, their middle school coach, AU coach. A lot of people showed up and showed support for our team, which was great to see. And you're right, I hadn't seen that before when we've been to St. Louis.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I let you go, I know we're going to have to go shorter on the interviews today. We're going to be packing them in between 3:30 and 4 between the Pirates and the Princeton Tigers. But you got a game Saturday, Coach. You don't know who you play yet. It's 8 o'clock. We're hopeful of having the game on KTTN 92.3 on Saturday night. I think the biggest difference between this year and last year was last year you kind of rose up as as an underdog, and this year, you're nationally ranked and you're the number 1 seed, so you're going to go into Saturday nights at least in a different position than last year.
Yeah, we certainly are, and you know, and that's something we'll talk about with our guys. That hey, last year we were the 3 seed and we came in and we had to surprise everybody, and we certainly did that. But at the same time, these other teams are going to want to do the same thing, and they're going to be ready for us, and they're going to be excited to get an opportunity to play us again. So yeah, the shoe's on the other foot a little bit, but we can't treat it like that. We got to treat it with the mindset that, you know, we're coming in, and we're the team that wants to make the upset, and we're the team that wants to make some noise. And so go out there, do the things we can do, we know we can do, hopefully we'll be okay.
What pleased you the most about Saturday's game at St. Louis when it came to the way that the guys performed, Coach?
I loved our defensive intensity. I loved our pressure on both ends, and I thought we played really well as a team. We were there for each other. We cheered each other on for 40 minutes, and, you know, I thought we were just we were all on the same page. We were all bought in to accomplish the same goals, and that was nice to see.
Coach, good luck on Saturday night. Thanks for the time today.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thank you.